Good morning. My guest this morning is Jeffrey Weissman from the Spreckles Theater Company. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Morning, Roland. It's great to be here again.
Nice to have you. We are talking about the book of Matthew, and it isn't the one in the New Testament. It's the one that is written and directed by Gene Abravaya.
Yes.
That's unusual, really, in this particular theater setting to have a playwright and director be the same person.
Yes, and it's a bit autobiographical, his story. He's been working his entire life on this play, so it's he's invested a great deal in it. And just to be clear, it's not just the book of Matthew, it's the book of Matthew Leibowitz.
Uh-huh, right. Give us a little, just a little rundown on what the play's about.
It's about an hour and a half.
Okay. And you're in it, right?
I am. Okay. I'm playing Matthew's older brother, Robert. Uh-huh. I'm a CPA from Long Island. And Matthew is a struggling writer who is at a crisis in his life. The story theme deals with some fantastic themes of choosing a practical path in life or one that in which you want to pursue your dreams, and weighing the two, the role of our father is really a great symbol of those who have chosen the practical path and regret that perhaps they didn't take the creative side of life.
Right.
And it's a really bittersweet, wonderful comedy in the vein of Neil Simon.
Uh-huh.
And it's, like I said, a work of his spirit. He's invested so much of his life in this story, and it shows. He's polished it time and again, and he's put together a cast that is really chock full of talent. Really, really great folk.
Any we might know?
Oh, yes. some Sonoma County staples, as it were. Jeff Cote is the lead. You have the incredibly talented Tim Setzer playing the eccentric, flamboyant neighbor who comes crawling through the window, spouting his philosophies of life. And you have Elsie Smith playing Maggie, the main character, Matthew's I don't want to say estranged, but the wife of the main character who's they're separated, and we'll see if they can work out their problems. You have the wonderful Norman Hall, who's been performing here in Sonoma County for ages. He was in Camelot, My Fair Lady, Madeline Ash, who was in La Cage aux Folles and The Price and Born Yesterday down at Cinnabar, is playing my wife, the irrepressible Karen. And then you know, Elsie Smith, she was in Victor Victoria up at 6th Street most recently. And
boy, lots of old friends.
Yes, it really is a terrific cast. I feel very blessed to be a part of it.
And this isn't the first time that Gene has produced this play, right?
No, he's been, like I said, honing it over the years. He had a production down in San Francisco a couple years ago. In fact, he had asked me to be a part of that, and I couldn't at the time. I had a film conflict. But he had produced it at Spreckles, in fact, 5 years ago. And it's interesting how he has moved the actors into the parts. He's finally found, I think, his perfect matches for actors and cast members.
I guess when you write plays with yourself as sort of a main character, it is tempting just to continue changing it as you change yourself.
Yes, and as we go, he really listens to the actor's instincts. If there is a word that may come out of our mouths, maybe subconsciously or inadvertently, that fits better for the scene, he really is open to changing it and helping us own it more.
That could also be terrifying.
Yes, it can be. It's having the writer on set, as 'twere, you know, you really pay close attention to having the lines memorized right and wanting to please the king, as 'twere. But Gene is a gem of a director. I consider him an actor's director.
Great. Jeffrey, thanks very much for coming and telling us about it. And let's tell the folks once again that The Book of Matthew, a comedy about the seriousness of life, written and directed by Gene Abravaya, opens on March 21st at the Spreckles Theater and runs through April 13th. And for our ticket information, 588-3400. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.